at the Super Bowl with New England Patriots tight ends coach Brian Daboll, Western New York native, here for, you told me, your fifth Super Bowl with the Patriots. That's pretty amazing, coach.
Yeah, very blessed to be here for the fifth time.
Does it ever get old?
No. Nope, not at all. It's a really honor and a privilege. It takes a lot of hard work, dedication, long year. Really got to have a lot of physical and mental toughness to grind out a year in professional football, and very honored to be at this point right now.
Your bio says you are, born in Welland, Ontario, but you're telling me you're really a Western New Yorker, right? What'd you say? You spent 4 hours in
Canada? Yeah, it was a really, really short stint there. But raised by my my grandparents and my mom in West Seneca, and grew up there my entire life. Went to University of Rochester, and moved on from there to a lot of different places in the coaching world.
You skipped one step, St. Francis of Athol Springs, Coach Jerry Smith and that crew there.
Yeah, Jerry Smith, John Shabetta, Tony Giardina, had a lot of fond memories there at St. Francis High School. Owe those guys a lot.
Of course, I believe the Polian family has endowed like a new stadium there, and you were pretty good buddies with Brian Polian, the former Nevada coach, who's now at Notre Dame.
Yep, good friend, was a good player back in the heyday, was a good football coach, and a good friend now.
There's one part of your background I think would be particularly interesting to Buffalo Bills fans, coach, and that's, I think it was your first coaching job. You were a restricted earnings coach at William & Mary, right?
Yeah, that's truly restricted. Yeah.
You didn't have to pay them, did you?
No, but it won very much. Yeah, had the have the privilege to be hired by Jimmy Laycock and Russ Huseman at William & Mary, and Sean was a fifth-year senior there, tough, competitive player, really a hard worker, very good person. Wish him all the best.
Sean McDermott, the Bills' new head coach, who we talked with Coach Laycock, and he told us that Sean walked on, eventually worked his way into a full scholarship at William & Mary, and he talked a lot about the things you mentioned, kind of a high-character player for the Tribe. Right?
Yeah, I was only with him for the one season, which was his final year, but, tough, hardworking, competitive, selfless, good team leader, was a good player for William & Mary.
Brian Daboll, the tight ends coach for the Patriots. Tell me about your entry to the NFL. Did you go right away to the Patriots coming into the league?
No, well, yeah, into the league, yes. Was at Michigan State for 2 years under Nick Saban, and then had the opportunity to come here and interview with Bill and the staff. Fortunate to land the job. Wasn't much higher paying than the restricted earnings job at William & Mary, but, tried to do what I was asked to do, work really hard, help the team out any way I could, and just hope to stick around. And Bill's been great, the Kraft family's been great. Very fortunate to be part of this organization.
Coach, you kind of spread your wings there for a couple of years too. Got a chance to be an offensive coordinator at a couple of stops in the NFL.
Yep. Sometimes when you come from a successful program, you get opportunities, and got to bounce around a little bit. And very excited to be here, working back at New England again with this organization. Some great opportunity to be here, and very blessed.
With the experience you've had around the league, and we scratch our head in Buffalo a lot about this question, what's different about New England? What makes it the team that can get to seven of these and for you to be to five of these?
Well, I think it's not easy. It's being successful in this league is not an easy proposition. It requires a tremendous amount of teamwork, commitment, execution, ability to perform under pressure. You got to have a lot of mental and physical toughness, and that being said, you can do all those things and it's still tough to win. It's a tough league. It's everybody at their best, and you got to be at your best every single day.
From the outside looking in, you always hear like Belichick's mantra of do your job. Is it really based on that when you look at it?
Yeah, everybody has a job to do in the organization, whether it be an assistant coach, a coordinator, a quarterback, a tight end, a receiver, someone on defense, someone working in the locker room, a video guy. We all have our jobs to do, and you just try to do them the best you can to help the team out.
And what would you say, how do you keep it together year after year after year? I mean, you win Super Bowl. Sometimes people might get distracted after that. Why does that not happen to the Patriots?
Well, I'm not really sure. I just know that, we go into every game as its own entity and try to do our very best every single week, every single day. You don't look too far behind. You don't look too far ahead. You have a challenge that week or that day, and that's what we try to do. All of us are committed to giving our best to the guy next to us. And, you know, you hope it turns out for the best.
With Brian Daboll, the Patriots tight ends coach, in your group, you have a familiar Western New York name and face, Rob Gronkowski, who is not available this week. But tell us how he's doing, first of all, and, you know, just kind of a, what kind of a player he is.
Well, you know, Rob's a great person, a tough, competitive, selfless guy. Obviously, he has a lot of talent. You know, he was unfortunate and got injured this year, so he's rehabbing and doing the things that he needs to do. But, you know, very good leader for our football team, good player, but just a really good person, too. I got a lot of respect for Rob.
Do you ever put yourself in the minds of your opponents and maybe look at Rob and think about what a matchup nightmare he must present?
Well, there's a lot of good players, and you know, in this league, and each week you get played differently based on the team that you're playing and what they like to do and how they want to try to take guys away or not take guys away. You know, it's such a week to week deal. What's the philosophy of that defensive coordinator? What's he do against good tight ends? What's he do against good receivers? How does he want to, you know, it just depends on week to week.
And you have Martellus Bennett now as your top tight end. Mm-hmm. Tell us about him and what he's brought to your roster.
True professional, came in, worked real hard to learn our system, acquiesced to our team and the way we do things, and has been a pleasure to work with.
Coach, as you said, it doesn't get old coming to these Super Bowls, but, you know, you look around even the room here tonight, and it is filled with media, filled with distractions. You're 4 or 5 days away from the finish line, but you guys seem to have the formula of how to get ready to play a Super Bowl, it would seem.
Well, you know, like I said, we just try to stay at the task at hand and you know, probably not much different than a lot of guys, and just try to really stay focused on what we need to do, how we need to do things, prepare as hard as we can, get our players ready to play. Really, you don't make any excuses. You just, you know, you keep your head down, you grind, and you do the best you can.